Immediately when you walk in, you're sort of overwhelmed by the sheer breadth and diversity of interest groups here and all the various things that are on display. I had a fascinating time watching a hoof trimming demonstration, which I never thought I'd say, but it was actually really interesting to see. But you see so many people here who are involved in the industry in various different ways. Also there's the cattle shows as well, which is always fun to see and always nice to see. But also seeing the launch of groups like this group. I mean, I first bumped into Sarah when I was going to an Open Farm Sunday down in Devon, and I was immediately struck by her passion for the dairy industry itself, but also for the role of women within it.
The three of us obviously see a lot of different situations when we're out and about doing our daily job, and there are some tragic situations where there's been no succession plan, and the worst happens, the banks stop the checks, there's no facilitation whatsoever, and we just urge anybody out there in the industry, dairy or any other farming industry, please get your succession plan in order, just to save you some potential grief in the future. And our groups have really valued it, and we've had some very sensitive discussions in our Women in Dairy group, some of them a bit tearful, but the feedback has been phenomenal, and they've had the courage to go home and have that discussion, that elephant in the room that needs opening up. They've got away and done that and got the ball rolling, so we're really pleased about that.
What is a succession plan in the sense that is it something straightforward you sit down and look at a document that you work on, or is this just an idea, a kind of principle that people need to address?
It can be very basic. It can be just who is going to take over the reins, and have they got the paperwork and the business set up in a way that if whatever happens, whoever in the industry, in the business, the worst happens, the business can carry on, because you've got enough to deal with if something tragic happens on farm. Please, let's keep the business running on the side while you deal with whatever the issue is. There's no particular format, but the main thing is to have that discussion, decide who's interested, and if parts of the family do not want to carry on in the industry, formulate a plan of the way out. How are you going to manage that situation? And there are a lot of people out there can help you with that, and Dairyco and Promar are definitely one of those sort of institutions that can help you.
Have you had any conflicts between older and younger sons at all?
Absolutely, and you know, we see situations all the time where the younger generation are possibly not even being paid. It's just expected that they will come home and work. Why would they? Why would they? If they're not being paid, they can see their friends having fantastic careers in other industries where they don't have to get up at the crack of dawn, get covered in SH at 1T, and have a social life as well. So we want the next generation coming forwards. We want to encourage them. So let's sort out a way of, if you can't afford to pay them, give them a share of the business. Give them some responsibility. Start it up slowly. Build it that way.
Do you see someone like Ruth as a role model for how women can take on farming and sort of become the lead, if you like, or Pip potentially in the future?
I absolutely see a role for Ruth, being a leader in that way, and for Pip to follow on behind. They are so inspiring, absolutely. I've been a fan for a very long time, and I was actually farming in Portugal when I was pregnant at the same time as Ruth, so it was very pertinent that we went through pregnancy together.
Again, I've been a fan of the Archers for many years. My mother tells me stories of me sitting in the high chair conducting the music after lunch most days.
And Lisa, do you listen to the programme at all?
Sorry, no. But these two are so excited that they have pushed me forward, and I may have to start listening to it, because these two just get so excited about it.